Thank you, Samuji and Bola. Thank you for the reading. Hallelujah. I've been alive for a couple of years now. First of all, I want to thank you for my birthday last week. It was a beautiful time. Thank you for your gifts. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for the text. I appreciate that. Can I make you laugh? I was upstairs. Was it on Sunday? And one little girl came to me wrapping up a gift. And I opened it. It was this wristwatch. And the father said, oh, that is for us. So thank you for all the things you've done. I appreciate that. Hallelujah. God is good. That's why I'm wearing it today. Because I don't wear wristwatch quite often, so that kind of sense. So I just want to appreciate that little girl. Hallelujah. If I touch it somewhere, till another time again. God is good. Yeah. Good to see you. Yes, my neighbors. Because some of my neighbors are around here. Hallelujah. Over the years, I've had one problem. Maybe this will come to you too. When something happens, they'll say, hey, I'm not alone, you see. You don't know what God used this for. I'm wow. That's the way you won't like what I'm going to say now. That's why sometimes if I'm having a problem with you, I send you to Prof. If I want to crack a case and I don't know what to do, and the person won't really hear me well. So I just say, Professor Day will see the person for me. Now, you know the reason why I sent Professor Day now. He tell you the truth. The last one I just said, when the woman said, it's too much. He said, why did you leave your father? Only Prof could say that. Let's clap our hands for him. He tell you the truth, you know. Me, I used to be like that. But now that I grow older as a pastor, they just fight me. So I just, you know, play the ball and I give it to number 9. He will score it for me for very well, you know. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because, you know, if I tell you like that, you will leave church. But if he tells you, you just come to church and avoid him, right? So you just will leave church, you know. Pastor, you are confessing your sin today. That's part of our trade skills, you know. Deal with. So the issue is that sometimes we think God or not God. When is God doing something? When are you doing something? A lot of things we attack the devil or something, God. I really want to have some clarification. Where's my own boundary stop and where does God's own start? One of the most difficult things in life is to know where my responsibility is and to know where God starts. Let's look at 29:29, Deuteronomy. You have heard this verse before, but we don't read it fully. Oh, thank you. Those guys are faster now. They are changing. Let's clap for them. Beautiful. The secret things belong to the Lord our God. You see, some people, that's all they hear. The secret things belong to the Lord. Oh, this marriage, what happened? Olon Lomo. This job, what happened? Olon Lomo. Why is this failing? Olon Lomo. God knows. We don't understand. Why that church? God knows. But, see, comma, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. So there are two parts to life. Listen, everybody. The secret things belong to God. Why did Tunde Amosun marry Kemi Seriki that became Kemi Amosun? I don't understand. The secret thing belongs to God. How come I was born in this state, this Ogun state in Ijebu? The secret thing belongs to God. But then, that's not where my story stops. Some things also belong to me. Now, if you look at human population, Africans seem to take that first part, and the whites seem to take second part. That's why African part, alone, in Kambajelo, alone, God will help us find it. God will help us solve it. God. Then you go to the Western world, it's us, understanding principles, pa. So they are more atheistic over there than here. Somebody say, I don't believe in supernatural. Just come to my village. You go to US, you don't want to come back. They just call your name 3 times. Amao. Oni Dieruwe. Wolan in Nigeria. you don't believe that kind of thing, you know? That kind of thing. So you can see that. But we are Christians. We believe in God. But not only that, we believe in this verse. So there are parts that belong to us. There are parts that belong to God. I guess the generator is varying now. So we do something about that, Jerry. That belongs to us. Are we okay? All right. Abukola, are we okay? On safe ground, thank you. That belongs to us. We can say along for that one. That's what I'm talking about. Now, so I hope in the next couple of Sundays, if I have the time, I want to talk about my few years. This is my 44 years as a Christian. And I don't really have a lot of regrets. Because I've spent time to find this out. Can I even surprise you? A lot of, some of these are big men of God. Years ago, some things they were saying, I didn't fully agree with them that time. And I chose not to go their way. And now they are coming my way now. Are you hearing me? Now, I'm not better than them. I'm just following what is in the book more than they do. I mean, some of them, they just give a verse and then they will say, that's the meaning. I'll read above and read below. I find that's no, it's not it. And then later I'll come and see, they turn around and say, I said, but thank God I didn't turn with them to turn around again. So it's not just good to follow people too much because you can get into error. So let's talk about what belongs to God and what belongs to us. Sometimes when we start doing what belongs to God, we are trespassing and we'll be in trouble. For instance, look at a man when they were bringing the Ark of the Covenant and the Ark was stumbling and the guy grabbed it. Huh? And then he died instantly. Ah, God, what kind of God is that? David said, not my house, take it to the worship leader's house, Obed-Edom. And that thing got to the house of Obed-Edom and within 3 months, he was so much blessed. I think that second person knew what to do that belonged to God and not to God and to himself. And that first person, instead of attending to his own thing, trying to help God get into trouble. Let's talk about what I find out. One day I was reading my Bible and I saw this verse. Shocked me. It's in King James Version. Take a look at this verse. 2 Timothy 2 verse 7. I want you to mark it in your Bible. This is what Paul said that shocked me. And then he woke me up to something. If you come to my office, you will see a picture in my office. If you never notice it, maybe when you come next time, you'll notice it. He said, consider what I say, and the Lord give you understanding in what? See, that first of all shocked me. When I read that verse, do you mean I can have understanding in everything I'm facing? If something goes on in my life, he said, Paul said, consider what I say. And the Lord give you. So whatever I'm facing in my career, in my marriage, in my family, if I consider what he said now, I will have understanding in everything. I won't just be saying, Olon Lomo, Olon Lomo, Olon Lomo, Olon Lomo, Olon Lomo. And I've seen people suffer in life. Family, friends, church members, and they seem to just stand over there, don't know what to do. So I asked myself, what did he say that I need to consider? Then I saw that if you can read from the beginning, let's start from the beginning. Verse 1. Consider what I say. Give us verse 1. Give us in NKJV to make it clear. Then we're going to see, you therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Let's go on. And the things that you heard from me, many witnesses commit this to faithful men. I don't know that. Next verse. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. All right. Now, let's pay attention now. These are the, you know, that's verse 7, right? Now, verse 4. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. Second verse. Next one. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he's not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. Next verse. The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Then look at next verse. Consider what I say. So I just stopped there. I said, huh? What am I going to consider? In my younger days, I just pass on. But it's time to stop me here now. That Tunde Amosu, if you really get hold of what he just said, you can look at your life, you can look at your trial, you can look at your difficulties, you can look at your opportunities and see and understand. Then I saw that there were three things the man emphasized that he should consider. And I got the picture in my office. If you look at verse 4, it says, no one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that it may please him as a soldier. I saw this, that number one, if I'm going to understand everything going in my life, I must first of all take the position of a soldier. I must see life as war. To conquer, to dominate, to rule. Not just to stroll through life as a civilian. Then that makes me to understand, those who do well in life, those who make something out of their lives, don't live a civilian life. Primarily. The second thing I notice, look at verse 5. He says, also, if anyone competes in athletics, is Pelumi around? Thank you. Help me find picture for soldier, athletics, and then farmer. Do that as we are going on. If anyone competes in athletics, it's not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The second picture I notice, if I'm going to understand everything in my life, I must see myself as a runner, an athlete. Somebody who has a goal set before him and is moving toward that goal and is running and he knows he has competitors and he must not just run any way he wants. If you remember some of people years ago, when Carlius, if you remember Carlius, who is the fastest 100 meter race right now? Okay, last one was Bolt or something. Remember, I'm afraid, Bolt. Usain Bolt. Remember Usain Bolt? One of the fastest men on earth. I used to say this in our church. I said this to them. I said, you know what? I can beat Usain Bolt in the 100 meter dash. Everybody started laughing. I said, for two things, I can beat him. Blindfold him. And second, let's run together. You know why? Because if I blindfold him, he will not follow the rules of the game. And he just run etta scatta. So I noticed second thing about life. Usually we fail in life because we don't understand the rules of the game. If you see when they run Olympic, everybody will do like this. Even our own Amosu recently was disqualified before the game starts. Am I right? So, a lot of time, you are trying to make money, but you're not playing by the rule of the game. And no amount of prayer will make you win when the ball is offside. So, number one, soldier. Number two, an athlete. Are you running? For instance, all of us went to school, studied pharmacy, architect, whatever. There are certain rules you have to keep, certain level of GP you have to make, am I right? Or else you won't move. When you get married, Prof was just talking about rules of engagement in marriage. I'm just saying, but you won't give you the cup. Then third one, look at next verse. Is the hard-working farmer must be first to partake of the crops. So when you come to my office, you look up like that, you see the picture of a soldier, a Roman soldier. And next picture to it, you see an athlete trying to brace and run toward the finishing line. And the next one, you see a farmer carrying some seed. I know on my own side, I don't understand everything about God. The secret thing belongs to God. But what belongs to me in life is that, number one, I must be focused like a soldier or I won't win in life. Second, I must run according to the rules of the game, whatever game of life I'm engaging, or else I won't succeed. And last one, I must be a hardworking farmer, plant the seed. I must never expect a harvest where I never sow. How many of you are here last week or 2 weeks ago? Prophet was talking about somebody who met him and gave him money. Remember that he was the houseboy of his father. And the father, see, Bible says, don't ever be deceived. God cannot be mocked. Whatever a man sows, that, don't let that verse threaten you. It's an opportunity. That means you can look ahead of your life. After retirement, you can do well if you sow the seed now. Are you hearing me, somebody here? Yeah, God determines how life will run. God determines the who will be what. But at the end of the day, your own part is that you be a soldier, you be an athlete, you be a farmer. Number one, you must be that committed. Second, play according to the rule. And third, hard-working farmer, or else you won't partake of the crop. I say, awalama jisewa, to basi unije. You may jedie, but kule tuwe. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Tell me, have you found three pictures? Throw it on the screen for me. Soldier. Second one, an athlete. Third one, a farmer. Guy's beaming with a smile. Harvest in his hand. He's walking through farm. I wanted to be a farmer before I came from Ivory Coast. When I got to my village and I saw the suffering of a farmer, I swore I won't stay here. There's no wristwatch in the village. You just go and come back and go and come back and be holding the ground and be waiting for the harvest and making the thing work out well. These are the molds to face life with. God's going to step in if you start picking this in your life. These three things. Let's start with the first one and I shut up my mouth. Let's see what we can produce today for some few minutes. Next week, hopefully, if there's no rattle before that time, we'll continue next week. Let's go. Let's look at the first one. Verse 4. 2 Timothy 2, verse 4. Thank you. Go back. 2 Timothy 2, verse 4. Give us 2 Timothy 2, verse 4. No one engage in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who enlisted him. I noticed something about life. Look up here, everybody. You will never, never do well in life without somebody you are accountable to. You will never, never do well in life until you are accountable. You have somebody you are accountable to. Look at that verse. He does not entangle himself because he wants to please him who enlisted him as a soldier. Life will be difficult if you never have somebody you are accountable to. Now, I'm going to blow your ideas now. I don't believe in accountability group. I don't believe in mentoring somebody over you. I use it, but I don't believe in it. I'll tell you why I said that in a minute. Be with me. Who is your ultimate boss? Who runs your life? You can come to church. Who? You see, you will never see a soldier as an individual. Usually, a soldier is in the company of the army. And I'll be a boss over him. And that boss is what is final. You hear me? When you are born into this world, you are not born to yourself. You came under somebody's house. Am I right? You will not be here today if you are just by yourself. You couldn't even survive this planet. Other animals can do that. Within 1 minute, birds will reproduce and their children are flying around. Within 1 minute, fish will multiply in the water and the parents never care about that anymore. But for a human being, it takes about almost 15 to 20 years to raise a child. Very expensive thing because we are the most classy of all creatures on this planet. But then we grow up, we leave home. Now, listen. If you are accountable to yourself, you are a fool. If you are accountable to your partner in marriage, you are a double fool. If you are accountable to only your workplace, you are triple fool. And if you are accountable to a club or to a church somewhere, you are double, triple, quadruple full. And if you are accountable to government, you are Pentagon full. Nobody. See, that's your problem. The best person to be accountable to is the God commander of the army. You will never do well. See, if I want to please my wife will not be there all the time. If I want to please pastor, the pastor will not be there all the time. You cannot succeed in life just by pleasing someone just like you. Are you hearing me? Who is running your life? You know, people come to church like this. Different things are running your life. Different things are running your life. Of course, money is running our lives. Friends are running our lives, you know. Ideas are running our lives. Education is running our life. So, who are you pleasing? So, number one, if you're going to do well in life, who are you taking your cue from? Who is leading your life? Whose army do you belong to? Let's look at Matthew 8, if I keep quiet. Look at this verse 5. Beautiful verse in the Bible. Now, when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him. Now, who is a centurion? A centurion was a soldier with 100 soldiers, centurion under him. Can you look up, everybody? 100 soldiers under him. Soldiers don't listen to bloody civilians. I hope you know that. Anybody, you grew up in the house of soldiers over here, they don't hear anything except command. Now, this soldier came to Jesus. He's a soldier. He runs his own life under the command of the Roman army. Roman army, they were the proudest army in the world. They don't hear nobody. They don't listen to anybody. They know they have a barrage of the empire behind them. And this soldier came to Jesus pleading with him. He's shifting the accountability of his life to Jesus. And what did he ask for? Look at next verse. He said, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. I'm facing hardship in my life. My servant is going through this. Master, I'm coming to you. What didn't he call his colonel? What didn't he call his doctor first? What didn't he call his friends first? Look at what next verse. He said, Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. Next verse. And he said to Jesus, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word and my servant will be healed. Look at the reason why. Next verse. For also I'm a man under authorities. I have soldiers under me. And I said to this one, go, and he goes. And to this one, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. Look at next verse. When Jesus heard it, he marveled. He said to those who followed, surely I say to you, I've not found such great faith. No, not even is there. All these Israelites, they think I'm their colleagues. Jesus is their colleagues. And they just come and pick his advice. Like they pick advice from any of these public speakers. Huh? I just listen to church, what they say in church a little bit. I hear from all that thing. I hear from this. I hear this together. I mix them together. That man said, Jesus, you are the final. Whatever you say, you don't have to come to my house. Just say it. If you are going to see life as a Christian better, you're going to have to act like this. Stop being a civilian. A lot of these things about life is not clear, life is difficult. It's not that true. It's not really true. Look at this guy. To say Jesus, to say the word. What is your final word? What's driving your life? About your marriage. What's driving your life? Is it the words that Jesus spoke? You want him to appear to you before he says something and come to your house? No. The guy said, don't come to me. Just speak the word only. I'm a soldier. You know, Abraham. God said, Abraham, your name is no longer Abraham, but Abraham. You are the father of many nations. Yes, sir. I believe that. Next minute, he changed his name. No child. 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, 4 years, 5 years. He's a soldier. He only hears command. That's it. Gifts have been given unto you. Good measure, president, he gave. No money coming back. Doesn't matter. He says so. That's all. You're going to prosper. You know, You guys that are best at work, your boss likes you because you obey what he says you should do. Am I right? You go to work, do what you like. Your days are numbered here. Correct? You don't want to follow the rule at work. You're not going to work. I mean, you can't survive at work having an MD and you do what you like. And there's an MD over life. His name is Jesus. Come on, thank you. Clap your hands for Jesus there. You hear me? I was 18 when I got born again. And I staggered around for a couple of 2 or 3 years. But the day I discovered that Jesus is Lord over my life, and I can take this word trustworthy, that made all the difference in my life. Let me tell you something. I don't listen to anybody first. Baba Debo you, Baba Kumu you, whatever it is, you, Pope, oh, I don't hear them first. Whatever they say, I question it. But whatever Jesus says, unquestionable. You hear me? I take this word as my whole life. When I was marrying my wife, I said, actually, you are the second wife. You hear me? See, you're going to be a soldier in life. You're going to commit yourself to something or you fall for everything around you. For instance, look at depression in your life. What is depression? It's simply mood becoming your master. Just simply mood becoming your master. But when you wake up to say, mood, I'm no longer in charge. Jesus said, you will have tribulation, but rejoice because I've overcome the world. So you can get up. Even when you are still moody, start dressing yourself. You are a soldier. Soldier in the barrack. Don't hear Munir de Claroy. One of my friends went to camp, went to the army barrack one time to go and make t-shirt for them. So when he got to the barrack, he saw the captain. The captain said, hey, can you make some t-shirt? He said, yes. And while they were sitting down there, the commander called for somebody. He said, I want to, that forest there, I want to have it for golf courts. He said, within 2 hours, they were back. There was no longer forest. There was a golf court. My friend said, he sat down. My friend is a civilian, you know. He said, huh? You guys. So he stepped out. When he came back to the office, the commander said, are the t-shirt ready? He said, am I coming? No. You are too dear. You are too slow. You are too sluggish. You think life is playing around you? Thank you. As I told you, I'm wearing it for the first time. You're too slow. Look at you. 3 years ago, you know you should work on your finances. You had a dream overnight. Change your finances. Move. You just kept on. Now, fuel is 1,000 plus now. What are you going to do about that? Party! Are you hearing me? Give me that walk again. Soldier. You see, soldiers are always fit. Have you noticed that? And they have belts. I can't stand civilian government. Even that Agbada itself is a failure. You know, sorry. You know, I can't wear Agbada. You know, you do like this. Wakesebole bai. Bolo lo now. Only OBJ tried that sometimes in the group. Have you seen Fasola when it was the governors with the cap and this? Remember that? Huh? I'm going to wear t-shirt and jeans all my life. I'm going to be a worker. I'm going to do something. I'm going to go to war. I can't let somebody else help me run my life. What about you? I can't depend on somebody for the late part of my life. I can't be living on somebody's financial assistance once in a while. I was in the campus as a small boy and I saw this verse in the Bible, Psalm 112, verse 3. Give it a look. What does it say? Wealth and riches will be in his house. I said, Jesus, your word is my command. Hallelujah. So be a soldier. Tell somebody beside you, be a soldier. Let them be a soldier. Wake up in the morning with strength. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can I close like this? When soldiers are fighting, they fight to the last man. They never surrender. Am I right? close. That's why when I watch film, I don't like watching all this African magic, kissing. And part one, part two, part three, part four, part five, then the end. To God be the glory. Like, yeah. I like 1.5, I like 45 minutes of action. Yeah, throw bombs. Make my day. Like Terminator. You shoot, his hands drop. Then he pick up the hands. That's real life. Because yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Today is your day. Make tomorrow today. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? What you lost it yesterday. You can get it tomorrow. Praise God, somebody. If you had problem with your wife yesterday, when you wake up this morning, it's a new day. You're a soldier. You can have a better marriage in Jesus' name. Never look back. Am I listening? You're a soldier. I don't like guns because it kills people. But I like soldiering because it defines life. Look at American presidency. Almost all of them are soldiers except before Bill Clinton. Ladies, marry soldiers. Tell your husband, be a soldier. That may cause some trouble. You know why? Because soldier says command. They are kiss me, mumbo, command. Praise the Lord. Recently, I was involved in something with my wife. I said, that one is for burnt offering. We are burning it to the Lord, give it to the Lord, forget it. He said, huh? I said, yes. She learned to say yes too. And then miracles started taking place. Who are you going to listen to? Who are you going to hear? Jesus said, if you love your father or your mother or your whatever more than me, you cannot be my. If you love your life more than me, soldiers command. Soldiers. Nigeria changed their national anthem from soldier back to civilian. Arise, so no. Nigeria, we are. Agbadapo. Agbadapo. Tell somebody beside you. I'm a winner. I am more than a conqueror. Troubles of life, they are breakfast for the champions. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? Can I close like this? We're going to give our offering, pastor's offering now. About 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we were like this in the church. Fill up like this. And then jackpot came. You know how many left from church? They are still living till now. About almost half of the church, this service, have gone abroad. There was no reason for us to keep on increasing. You know what I told myself? Forget about what you have accomplished. You are a soldier. Let's go to the land and reap more. And we are here back again now. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? Tell yourself, whatever I've gotten before, I can get more. I'm focused. I'm committed to the abundant life in Christ Jesus. It will give me life and life more abundantly. I tell yourself, I have only one enemy. The devil is the thief. He has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And he will not steal from me. He will not steal from me. Satan, you will not steal from me. And whatever you have stolen, I'm taking it back. In Jesus' name. Can you clap your hands for the Lord Jesus? Amen. Amen. Let's have the choir. Our time is really fast spent. Shola is watching me. We're going to give our pastor's offering first. And then we're going to come back and give our offering and tithe. I have something I want to say by your offering and tithe, which I don't do quite often, but in this season, God asked me to tell you something. So when we finish, we'll give our pastor's offering, and then we'll come back, we'll give our offering and close. Praise God. Are we blessed? Well, you're welcome.